Today is the feast of Blessed Edmund Ignatius Rice, an Irish businessman who was so moved by the plight of children in the port city of Waterford, where he worked, that he founded schools and eventually a religious order to serve them. Edmund was born in 1762 in Callan, County Kilkenny. As a young man, he moved to Waterford and began to work for his uncle in the shipping business. He became quite wealthy, and when his uncle passed away, he took over as head of the company. He married, but his wife passed away and left a daughter. Edmund began to contemplate the next direction for his life when his daughter grew up. He thought about leaving everything behind and joining a monastery. However, one day as he was talking about his vocation and his future with a friend, a ragged group of poor boys walked by on the street. Inspired by the sight, his friend exclaimed, "What, would you bury yourself in a cell on the continent rather than devote your wealth and your life to the spiritual and material interest of these poor youths?" It was an inspired comment and made Edmund think deeply about how he should react to it. He took the conversation as a sign from God. He took on the mission of improving the lives of poor children through education. He founded his first school in Waterford in 1802 with the intention of helping poor boys and young men to become good Catholics and good citizens. Selling his business, he immersed himself fully in this mission, and in 1808 he founded the Presentation Brothers, an order of men dedicated to education and the first order of men to be founded in Ireland. The rule of the community was approved in 1821 by the Pope, and the name was changed to the Christian Brothers. By 1825, Edmund and his 30 Christian Brothers were providing free education, clothing, and food to about 5,500 boys in 12 different towns. The congregation grew to become worldwide and provide free education to hundreds of thousands of children who otherwise would not have received an education. In Ireland, all of Edmund's educational activities were in fact illegal in the eyes of the authorities at the time. His chief concern was for the poor, and he identified education as the key to survival. Most Irish Catholics were effectively cut off from education and consequently cut off from social and political progress. Edmund served as the Superior General of the community from its beginning until 1838, when he retired at the age of 76. He died in 1844 and was beatified by Pope John Paul in Rome in 1996, who called him, quote, "an outstanding model of true lay apostolate." Where did Edmund get his inspiration? In the words of eyewitnesses, Edmund's devotion to the Blessed Sacrament was intense. He received Holy Communion very frequently. When he founded his congregation, he encouraged the brothers to assist at daily Mass. It was at prayer before the Blessed Sacrament that Edmund got the courage and confidence in God to face all difficulties. Lord, we thank you for the life of Blessed Edmund Ignatius Rice. He opened his heart to Christ, present in those oppressed by poverty and injustice. May we follow his example of faith and generosity. We commemorate Blessed Edmund Ignatius Rice, whose feast day we celebrate on this day.